Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To the NutriMedical Report, and we have, of course, Lowell Ponte here with an amazing article. It's theological. This time before the holidays and Christmas, called the Orwellian Lexicon of the Left. So, Lowell, let's go through it, please.
Oh, well, good to be with you, Dr. Bill. The left, of course, is following George Orwell's thesis that if you can control the language, you can pretty much control the debate and determine that you will win. And so part of that is they want to do away with the word Christmas. How do they want to do away with it? Well, I've talked to several recently who say we're going to take the word Christ out of it. And so the holiday is to be renamed Mass, M-A-S, which, by the way, is the Spanish word for more, if you are materialistic. But that's certain. You can also, if you wish, call it gift mass or cash mass, just so you don't mention Jesus or religion.
Wow.
So we secularized the holiday completely, as many had done for decades anyway.
Wow.
That, I think, is fun.
Amazing.
Also, by the way, trying to get rid of one of America's most beloved symbols, the bald eagle. They're going to replace it, as I may have mentioned last week, with the illegal.
That's funny. That's a really good joke.
Aliens,
illegal,
to invade our country, replace our indigenous voters, and devour our social services.
Did you think it amazing that Nancy Pelosi, while she's having a pre-seizure, made the statement that it's unethical to build the wall?
Yes, I never figured that out. You know, for a long time I had a thesis when we had the fence at the border, because they would go through these bouts of raising the fence a little or lowering the fence a little. And it always seemed to me it's like that ride, that car ride for small kids at Disneyland, where it says, you must be this tall to go on this ride. And so what industry in America was doing is, if they wanted a little tougher alien, they would make the wall a little higher, so it's a little harder to climb over. And if they wanted to increase the flow of aliens, they'd lower the wall so more people could get over. And they would just regulate what kind of alien they would get in that way. Of course, the budget, at least for the time being, has been set forth. And so far, Donald Trump has gotten nothing whatever. Not a sou, not a penny, for his building of the wall. Why? Because the ruling interests in both political parties don't really want a wall built. They want the flow of illegals.
Right.
At least Democrats are quasi-rational about it, because in the short term that will give them political power, as all these illegals replace our current voters and begin voting Democrat. But in the long run, both the Republicans and Democrats are going to be destroyed by this influx of alien values, alien morals, and so on into the country. And that will not be good for anybody in the long run. Therefore, it's only the globalists, the internationalists, who are applauding the prevention of any real barrier at the U.S. border, because they want the U.S. destroyed. They want the U.S. eliminated and reduced just to a simple territory in a world government. So it's a dream come true for them, but it's ultimately very destructive for both Republicans and Democrats.
Exactly. Now, what do you think is going to happen in 2019? Because I have a couple of guesses. I think that Graham of the Senate Intel Committee is going to do some major things attacking the Democrats and their plans to investigate everything, including Don Jr. and even Occasional Cortex, we call her now, instead of Ocasio-Cortez. Then she plans on subpoenaing, which is, again, a violation of federal law, even Don Jr. And I'm thinking, you can't subpoena the president's son just because he happens to be a relative of the president. Or, you know, let's say the president's youngest son. I mean, the attack on this family is obscene. And it wouldn't matter if you're left or right. You have to understand this is not really politics. This goes beyond normal politics. This is a soft coup, isn't it?
Oh, it's not even soft. It's becoming quite a hard coup. And it's being done in the most egregiously illegal ways. That's what's amusing. They simply make up the causes whereby they will go after someone. They then find them committing a legal violation, doesn't matter what it is, but it allows Mr. Mueller to threaten them and their families with prison and other terrible punishments. And then they just keep intensifying the threat and the torture. It's rather like the Tower of London under Queen Elizabeth I.
Right.
They just keep torturing the people until they say what the Democrats want said. It can be used against Trump. They were going to sentence General Flynn just yesterday, and suddenly they did not do so, which was rather strange. If they had sentenced him, that would have more or less defined how much punishment he could get and therefore defined how much more they could squeeze him. But by postponing that till March 13th, they have now guaranteed that Mueller can squeeze him for months more. So apparently they're desperate for people to testify against Trump.
I think what happens is if they had sentenced him, Trump could then apply a pardon and it would be over for Mueller to try to squeeze him harder. I think he or his son had to sell their home in order to pay for legal expenses, right?
Mueller, yes. Mueller boasted of that, of how he was handling that back at the beginning of this process. And we're now seeing it come true. Everything Mueller is now doing is done in coordination with the Attorney General of New York, who, by the way, as she came to power, announced that she would devote every moment of her time to finding some way to destroy Donald Trump. He just said it openly.
Wow.
And so, you see, Mr. Trump has the power to pardon anyone convicted of a federal crime. But the idea is they will also be prosecuted and found guilty of state crimes. And Mr. Trump has no power to pardon state crimes. So therefore, there's an attempt to get around the pardon power of the president by multiple conviction, by multiple legal authorities. It, of course, destroys all federalism. The federal and state governments are not supposed to work as if they're just one political entity, but of course they're both guided by highly partisan Democrats. And so they really are behaving as one ideological entity.
Right.
Makes you proud to be an American, doesn't it? And their philosophy is, we will destroy anyone who is a threat to our power. And Trump is a threat, and therefore he will be destroyed by any means necessary.
Wow.
If they couldn't do it legally, they would find a way to shoot him. I mean, they are determined they're going to rid the country of Donald Trump by any means they need to use.
What do you think will happen if they do that, if they assassinate him?
Oh, well, it won't look like that. It will look like a berserk Secret Service agent just went crazy and shot the president and then himself was killed 2 seconds later by other Secret Service agents so he could never be interrogated.
Really?
That's what it will be. That's entirely plausible, yeah. I mean, they did that with an Israeli prime minister, for goodness sake.
Right.
So if you can do that in Israel, you can certainly do it here.
Wow.
That was not a matter where Beth Shin, the intelligence agency, actually did the shooting, but they all conveniently stood aside while acting as the prime minister's bodyguards and let a known assassin walk up to him and kill him.
Wow.
And all his security simply stepped aside and let it happen.
Amazing, isn't it?
Well, and the same thing was done to Indira Gandhi in India. Her bodyguards were Sikhs. They were not conventional Muslims.
Wow.
Or Hindus. And she, too, was killed by her bodyguard. These things do happen. It happened to Nero.
I guess they guarded her body, didn't they?
Yes, they
they guarded her body to the grave. Amazing. Back in a moment.
Do you feel like many of us?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Let's go on to the other aspects of your article. I think it's important for people to understand some of the issues. For example, now the atheists, agnostics, and leftists want to remove Christ. Now, of course, we know that there's some errors. It's not the actual birth date of Jesus, but it's a time when we can talk about the incarnation of God in the flesh that came here to save us from ourselves and our own intentions to do good, but always do evil when we don't do what God wants us to do. In fact, the only sin that we can do is to decide for ourselves what is good or evil. And so 98% of what the devil does, or we can do, with our good intentions, can look, taste, and smell good. But it always has catastrophic results, doesn't it? So the only way to do good is to do God with an extra O and the word God to turn it into good.
Sure, I would add, I hope people have read Dennis Prager's latest column. Dennis, of course, is a right-wing intellectual and a very fine person. And he just has a column out this week in one incarnation. It's called Left versus Right Explained. It is brain versus mind. The brain, he notes, is that part of your thinking that wants what it wants. You know, it wants lust, it wants fattening food, it wants unhealthy things. It is driven by emotion more than thought, as opposed to mind, which can understand that these unhealthy things are not good and should be held in abeyance.
Right.
He notes the more we move away from religious teaching of our young, whether they be Jewish or Christian or whatever, the more they fall into this strange idea that humans are naturally good in everything. That is, humans seem somehow incapable of evil to a leftist. And as a result, it's just fine to let the country be filled with illegal aliens because they're really good people. In other words, they don't think of the consequences of their actions, which of course would be the destruction of the country for both the newcomers and the old traditional Americans. He notes that for 40 years he has asked high school seniors which they would save if both were drowning, their dog or a stranger. And he's found that only one-third of kids today would vote to save the strange human being as opposed to their dog.
Oh, really?
Who was drowning, yes.
Wow.
This because this is how distorted our values have come, by having everything mediated by emotion and feeling rather than thought, ethics, morals, and so on. And we have fallen very much into George Orwell's vision in his novel 1984, where there is doublethink, for example, where Big Brother controls people by controlling their very comprehension of the language, in which, according to Big Brother, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, war is peace, and so on. Everything
right.
is reversed. Well, today, the Democratic Party's main shock troops are a group called Antifa, which stands for anti-fascist. But, of course, the irony is this is an utterly fascist group, although it was
right.
founded as a Marxist group in Europe originally.
Right.
That is, they will use any tactic of violence, hate, intimidation, fear, destruction to get their way. Because they just assume, oh, we're right, and therefore anyone who contradicts us is wrong. By the way, in this system of season of holiness, there is a psychology professor in Minnesota who now says the birth of Jesus is forever tainted because God lacked Mary's consent, that he forced himself upon her and made her pregnant with Jesus.
Oh, really?
Yes. Isn't that a wonderful interpretation? But this shows you how leftists think and just how warped their mental process can be. Whatever happened to traditional politicians? I notice, for example, for all their talk about being leftist and avant-garde and so on, the left just had a poll asking who they thought of as their ideal president in 2020, or their presidential choice. 32% chose Joe Biden. 19% chose Senator Sanders, an avowed socialist. And
right.
11% chose Mr. O'Rourke, who calls
wow.
himself Beto, even though he's an Irish-American, not a Hispanic.
And his first name is John, and there's no Beto in his birth certificate, is there?
No, no. A Beto is a nickname for people with Spanish names like Roberto or Umberto.
Right.
It's a slang terminology in Spanish. Interestingly, though, Beto O'Rourke had been a massive spokesman in favor of fighting global warming and opposing fossil fuel. He had pledged he would take no fossil fuel money originally. It turns out that in the last few days he's quietly erased that from all of his literature because he's taken huge donations from oil and gas executives. In
wow.
other words, he's the classic Democrat in that sense, the man who would give us the best government money can buy.
Wow.
He's utterly a prostitute in every sense of the word. And other Democrats discovered that during the campaign when Beto glommed on to $78 million to run with from Hollywood and other special interests, and then refused to share even a penny of it with fellow Democrats running in Texas. And he
wow.
succeeded in burning all of it. He has virtually no money left. So on
mean he didn't even get...
He's utterly selfish.
And he wasn't even smart enough to get rich after by keeping some of it in his back pocket.
Well, he may have. He just doesn't talk about it. But he
right.
has now totally changed his moral stance on oil and gas, having begun taking large amounts of money from oil and gas executives. I knew Americans would want to know that.
Wow.
As to Joe Biden, the front runner, of course, Joe Biden is known in Washington as Creepy Joe.
Wow.
He has this habit at parties and so on of going up to women, sniffing their hair, sniffing their necks, putting his hands on them. Oh, and he routinely would order, when he was vice president, he would order his Secret Service detail, all of the women on it, to come with him whenever he was going to swim in the White House pool. By the way, he swam naked in the pool. and made sure that the women Secret Service agents were required to watch that.
That's a very twisted man, isn't it? Joe Biden,
yeah. He wants to hold himself up as potential president of the United States.
He's got this really arrogant look, and he raises his eyebrows like he's going to punch out Trump. And Trump says, you know, Trump's obviously not a weak guy, right?
No.
So Biden's acting to get his ass kicked, isn't he?
Well, Biden is asking for a comparison between his energy and vitality and Trump's. I don't think he would fare very well in that comparison.
No. Trump is like a...
He sleeps 3 to 4 or 5 hours a night.
And he plays golf, and he's very active. The man is not... Is not sedentary, is he?
No, not at all. Meanwhile, what are we seeing in politics? What have we learned in recent days? We've learned that 86% of all federal government spending is now on autopilot.
Wow.
Congress doesn't even need to vote for it. And we've learned that the federal government just authorized $10.6 billion in aid for Central American nations and Mexico, but they will not give one penny for Trump's wall.
Whoa.
We also learned that while the government does better than ever, the Boy Scouts, that group that used to be...
My doctor makes more informed decisions.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we have Lowell here. Lowell, let's go back to your article. We're talking about some of the spiritual things. What's going on here is pure evil. It's happening on the left, but it's also happening on the right.
Yes.
One of the things that I discovered, and I'll throw some things out there that might shock you, I discovered that the U.S. embassy that Trump upgraded is only temporary. Where they're going to actually move it with the help of Jared Kushner is actually the site of the ancient temple near the Springs of Gihon. So the U.S. Embassy in the next year or so is actually going to be built right over the old temple site, which is not in the Temple of Antonius. Trump himself is actually an interesting character. He does a lot of great things, like the economy is doing fantastic under him until they start raising the Fed rate. And I'm not sure why he didn't fire the current Fed chairperson, because he's raising it, which is shaking the heck out of the stock market. I have a feeling that Theresa May is on her way out, because Boris is probably going to take over, and she's going to be booted out of a position. But Trump could counteract a lot of these things, because he's hanging Democrats sort of the release of these FISA documents on the Democrats, and they would destroy them. Mueller obviously delayed the sentencing of the general on purpose, because if he sentenced him, Trump would just pardon him, and it'd be over. And Mueller wants to drag this up, because Mueller himself has a lot to answer for, including Uranium One, the cover-up of 9/11, which is an inside job and a demolition of the buildings, and the Benghazi affair, because he has a lot to do with that too, including Hillary Clinton. The Clinton Foundation is going down because of the various Wash Institutes, I think, what's it called? I'm trying to remember. Tom Fitton is one of the main guys that's actually taking down the Clintons. And I feel that even if she doesn't wear orange jumpsuits, the Clintons financially are going to be destroyed in 2019, 2020. But a lot of things are going to happen here. And I think Trump is holding a lot of things, his cards close to his chest, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Now, unfortunately,
it's become utterly surreal even to try to understand what's going on because so many cards are hidden.
Well, I have a pretty good idea, actually, and the only thing I do is need is people like you and me need to have a mono-a-mono talk because Trump is a pre-Christian. He's not a Christian yet. We talk about Christmas, and they want to take Christ out of it, but there's a couple of things. Firstly, the problem is the church by itself has a lot of apostasy deeply embedded in it. And I mentioned this on the show even several days this week, but people need to start grasping it. Number one, and Jesus made it very clear, there's no such thing as a place called hell. If you are not connected and in eternal life with God, you're annihilated. God's not cruel. In fact, the primary thing that drives atheists is the idea that there is a hell, and that a God would be that cruel to have you eternally punished for being a knucklehead or evil. Again, remember the turn of times and seasons. You can do evil and good, and if you just happen to die at the wrong time, you're going to go into eternal punishment. I don't think so. God's not cruel like that. Number two, there's not three gods. If you have a mezuzah, which every ancient Jew had, and even modern Jews, there's only one God. So Yeshua Jesus is the incarnation of the Father in the flesh. That's what his name means, Yahashua HaMashiach. If you actually read the Hebrew, that's what it actually means. There's no separate three gods. And they have that because all of the high-level Masons in the world, including Masons that are Buddhist and Muslim and Christian and Catholic and whatever, all believe in this Trinitarianism because if you read, for example, the 17th York Rite, the name of God is Yah, the creator God, but Baal, the fertility god and the god of property, and Osiris, the god of the underworld that resurrects literally on Christmas Day. That's what his birthday is, Christmas Day, which is evil. It's an ancient Druidic ceremony, believe it or not, where the sun dances in the sky and they do these sacrifices. And people don't understand this. They don't realize much of the stuff that we celebrate at Christmas is actually pretty pagan. Now, it's good to remember Yeshua Jesus because his actual birth date is exactly 6 months opposite of the birth date of John the Baptist. And both are in the Bible, which means his birth date is Sukkot. The same birth date that academics have worked out is the birth date of Adam. And in fact, the temple that's going to be sanctified right now, last week and the last day of Yom Kippur, on the 10th, they actually sanctified with a grain and wine offering because they built this kind of pseudo-looking stone altar that they can haul around the back of a truck. And they don't even need to have a tabernacle of Moses they erect. They did this grain offering. So the Temple Mount Institute and Sanhedrin are ready. And by the way, in collaboration with Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and his daughter, Ivanka, and what people don't understand, they're getting ready to set up the abomination that desolates. They're going to give territorial land to the Palestinians so they'll slay the anger of the Jordanians, the Saudi Arabians, the Qataris, etc., the Arab Emirates. At the same time, they're going to start an abomination, which is a blood animal sacrifice on Sukkot. By rabbinic law, they can't do it unless they have the ashes of the red heifer, the kalal, and they have to do it on Sukkot, which just starts the 7-year clock ticking. Now, God gave me this supernatural almost 30 years ago now, and I gave the books Clay and Iron and Abortion to Armageddon to the Prophecy Club. We traveled to 42 cities in Israel, including on the Healing Hip Parasim drill site with Ariel Sharon and Fico, the engineer that actually discovered the oil fields in Zohar, and the Leviathan fields south of Cyprus. So all the oil fields, and he knew the geology that I'd been supernaturally shown, is exactly what's down there. It was the largest basalt of oil on the planet. At the time when I was there in 1999, I told him there was 14.2 trillion, with a T, barrels of oil down there, and was renewable from the center of the earth.
Well, because that undoes a famous old Israeli joke, which is, gosh darn it, Moses, if only you turned right instead of left, we'd have had the oil and they'd have had the sand.
Right. Well, it's actually at the southwest end of the Dead Sea near the pillar of Lot's wife, on the top of the Elohim Perazim, which is God of the Breakthrough drill site, where Hasty lost a drill bed in 1997, a few years before, or 96, I think it was one or the other. And he wanted to actually, he was trying to get money from New York City, so he was a few days late getting to the hotel at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. We stayed at the 7-star hotel down there. But Hayseed and Stan Johnson were very angry at Dr. Deagle because I told him, don't drill there because you can't control the pressure of the oil, number one. And number two, it'll fill the Dead Sea with oil and you'll precipitate the massive invasion of the kings of the East, which is China. In fact, Mao Zedong quoted Revelation 9 in his book, and the Belt and Road program that they're building now is the roads to bring the Chinese and the Asian armies in to try to take the oil, to take a spoil. It's actually in the Bible, in Ezekiel 38-39, and even lists the nations, the Muslim nations, and the Chinese trying to come in there and do it. So I believe that Trump is a very prophetic person. He's very much similar to King Herod Agrippa. That's getting ready to rebuild the temple. We need to get to him to make sure we can convert him to actually make him a real-life Christian boy, because I call him Trump Pinocchio. Now, I put kudos to Trump when he does the right thing, and I supported and voted for him, but the man needs to have a mano-a-mano talk to people like you and me that are real believers, because he isn't yet. He's got Apollo all over his apartment. His actual hidden Masonic name is Apollyon Rising, which means he's selected by the high-level Masons to be the first high-level Mason to re-erect the ancient empire of on Mars of the human civilization that existed there before the Great Galactic War. You know, like Star Wars, it was a Great Galactic War, and the human population of Mars was destroyed tens of thousands of years ago. And when they told me at Space Command in 1994, July 10th, that we have a colony on Mars since 1982, they found ancient monuments going back tens of thousands of years that the human population was destroyed by a galactic war. Now, people don't want to hear this stuff, but it's a fact. And we have entire space fleets. That's why Gary McKinnon, the Asperger Scottish lad who hacked into the naval computers, discovered entire space fleets. Well, I took care of the people involved with those space fleets. So when Trump announced the Space Force and so on, he's kind of hinting that he's Apollyon Rising. So if you go to his apartment up there, which multi-million-dollar apartment, he's got Apollo everywhere, because that's his Masonic name. He's literally there to resurrect the civilization and terraform Mars. He's the man to start it. Did you know that?
Interesting, because Constantine, the man associated with converting the Roman Empire to Christianity from paganism, the last coin he issued had Apollo on one side and Jesus on the other.
Of course, because the reason why they have Apollo is all high-level druids knew that ancient humans did not originate on Earth, they originated on Mars. That's why you have 23 genes that are not common to other great apes and so on Earth. We are genetically distinct from all other, you know, we are not evolved from apes. We are completely different. We have 23 gene complexes that even in regular medicine they call alien DNA. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised.
Hunters.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are dealing with some very interesting things. So this season is a season not only to be jolly that the truth is going to come out. I think that we're going to break through, and actually with my contacts with Scott Adams over at Red State Talk Radio, we're going to have a Samuel Council, and we're going to have a chance to talk to mano a mano to President Trump. If we get him on side and get the man truly saved, he's going to put in policies that will look similar but do much better effect. Number one, right now he's threatening to close the border with the government shutdown. I don't think he needs to shut the government down. I don't think although he thinks he's got a lot of extra points he can get there, I think his best point is to actually immediately start the Army Corps of Engineers and build a wall. He should send the troops to Central America to clear out the drug cartels and make it civil there. He should help to get a treaty between these various nations so they can actually have better trade and actually have better communication and so on, so they can actually have industry and business in Central America, so people want to stay in their own country. I'm sure they don't want to come to America and be considered second-class citizens and not understand the culture, but a lot of them don't even have advanced education. We can have schools for, you know, trades and educational schools now, especially with the internet, that will allow a lot of the people in Central America, because genetically and biologically, I'm sure, given the right circumstances, they can be trained up to do anything, whether they're computer experts or plumbers or electricians or doctors or whatever.
Oh, sure. I said, by the way, that the U.S. government is committing $10.6 billion in aid for Central America and Mexico. That's not coming from the Congress. That is coming from the executive branch. That's coming from things like the U.S. Overseas Private Investment Corporation and so on.
Right, and the problem I see is I think Trump needs to use executive orders to trump the issues of the House, because, to be honest with you, Nancy Pelosi's ego is way overblown, and so is Schumer's. And they're kind of daring Trump. I don't think Trump is actually going to... I think they're going to play chicken right now until... I think it's this Friday, where they actually have to make a decision if they're going to shut down government. My guess is that Trump is probably just going to switch into the Pentagon, the Army Corps Engineer bill, that he should send the troops with bullets and advanced weapons, including really his exotic ones, clean up the damn drug cartels that are run by the SAD or Special Activities Division. He needs to fire the current director of the Fed to stop them raising the Fed interest rate, which is killing the economy. He needs to put in policies that allow people to get adequate health care at reasonable cost by simple things like executive orders saying you can buy insurance across state lines. And if you allow competition, including preventive care, then things can open. If you also allow and get rid of malpractice by an executive order, which I think you could do, because it's driving up the cost of drugs, and the same thing as the cost of drugs.
As we talked about, trial lawyers are the second biggest funding entity to the Democratic Party.
Right, but I think that he could kill that.
They, of course, act like vultures living on the world of doctors, among others.
Well, in some states...
The action today raising interest rates another 0.25%, that caused a swing of about 900 points on the stock market.
Right. See, this is stuff that Trump can do right away. The current Fed director needs to go. And these are simple things he can do on his own. Secondly, I think he should not only start a secondary investigation. If this guy Barr, the current AG, doesn't work, should replace him with somebody that actually has some Hispanic cojones, some testicles, to do it. And then start parallel investigations to go after not only the Clintons, but all the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans, because Jeff Flake and these others, they're very corrupt people. Look at Ryan. It's not just Democrats you have to clean up. You have to clean up a lot of the current people in the administration or in the elected offices in the Republican Party, too, because the reason why they lost the House is they couldn't pass things like the health bill, et cetera. And even look at John McCain.
Oh, he actually ultimately committed only about $1.4 million to the reelection of Republicans. He did a lot of things that got in their way.
Right.
I mean, he was acting almost like an outright traitor to what Trump was trying to do.
He is an outright traitor. His father-in-law, Warren, is actually the guy that set up the Special Activities Division at the University of Oklahoma. These are very evil people, and we have to start routing them out and cleaning the buggers out of the administration, and then Trump can stay and move in the next 2 years to actually clean house and get ready for a refurbishing, not only of America, but trade arrangements around the world. So poor people, 147 million that want to move to America, don't want any more to move because their country is safe. They've got a good economy. We have a new Bracero 2 program for workers that want to come here. You don't get into citizenship by just popping across the border. And then we have a situation where these other economies can do well. So right now we're teetering on a world global economic collapse. No wonder they want to move to America. They're starving to death in these other countries. And if we catch a cold, they get a cardiac arrest.
By the way, a lot of the background of this, if people don't have it, you can still get an absolutely free postpaid copy for the holidays or the New Year. Make it a New Year's gift now.
Right.
Of Craig Smith's and my book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. All they need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 1-800-630-1492. And to see just how screwed up things are, you know, boy, people used to work to become Boy Scouts to learn real skills. Now, instead of getting an Eagle Scout badge, you get a Vulture Scout badge, I suppose. But the Boy Scouts are now on the verge of bankruptcy.
Wow.
Because they have, among other things, just allowed girls to join. And
wow.
Of course, there is no boy or girl anymore. You can be whichever you want or whatever you want in between. Just on a whim.
Wow. Isn't that bizarre?
I think so, yes.
In fact, they even are saying you're not allowed to tell boys. You can't tell boys they can't have a period up to age 8. Did you know that?
Oh,
the schools in California are saying that you can't tell.
Resembling a period all life long, those are biological timing mechanisms. But among other things, well, I talked a few weeks ago about the dangers of getting those DNA services like 23andMe.
Right.
Now that turns over your DNA to the government. But oddly enough, it now turns out it does something else, too. You remember on the days when As the World Turns, the plot
right.
would be Joe needs a heart transplant, and so he was going to get it from his brother, who turns out not really to be his brother because he was really the child of someone else, blah, blah, blah. Well, it now turns out a lot of people getting these 23andMe results are finding out that people they thought was their father or their mother or another close relative really is not related to them in that way. And they're finding
wow.
it out from their DNA.
Wow. I guess that this is the time when the Grinch arrives before Santa. Ho, 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 your DNA
is not.
They're not your relatives. Ho, ho, ho.
It's long been assumed that about 10% of children in the country have someone other than their predicted father as their real biological father. But now they're finding that's at least true, and maybe much more.
Amazing, isn't it?
Well, this is what happens as we turn to these other ways of reality. But you're also finding out that you're not necessarily a boy or a girl to begin with, so if everything is plastic, if everything is changeable, then what can we rely on that's real? Well, we can rely, as I said, if the left is trying to take over control of the words we can use in our culture. We can look to the Gospel of John, which begins,
right, right.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Right.
He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And that is our hope this Christmas. I wish you a very joyous Christmas, and all the listeners as well.
Exactly. And by the way, that is the God that's inserted into the everlasting. Because remember, God has no past or future. He lives in the eternal now. But Yeshua, Jesus, can penetrate into that, which is why he's the bridegroom. And we collectively, as the saved ones, are the bride. And the marriage supper is coming, isn't it? And
yep.
Christmas is supposed to be a light to tell us that in the future, that future event, there will be no police, no military, no money, no government. The government will be the government of us collectively being empathic, telepathic, and all as one organism, able to take care of each other without the need for a governing luciferic force of oppositional powers. Every government on earth and every religion on earth is luciferic, and that will be wiped away, including every one of our tears. Because God doesn't only change the past, he changes the future. And he can create a everlasting bride that can spread across the galaxy, bringing his truth to many peoples and many beings across the vast universe. That's our destiny, to be the everlasting bride of the Most High. That's what Christmas is. It's a prophecy of a future world where all the dark things of the world are gone. And the world of the Garden of Eden, not just here on Earth, but across the vast galaxy, is coming, isn't it?
It is. I wish you the merriest of Christmases, Dr. Bill.
You take care, Lowell, and I'll be there to take care of you if you need anything, anytime. By the way, people out there, contact me, even by email, through the holidays. If you need my help, I'm available 24/7, even on Christmas Day. I'm your big brother. I'm Santa's helper for your health and for spiritual issues and prayer if you've got something serious going on. You lean on me and Michelle and our little troop here because you're part of our family. God bless you. Back in a moment with Jonathan in New Zealand.
Trading in bulk.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.